Good morning, Chevra.
We got up. We made it.
I barely did. We want to thank and acknowledge our sponsors this morning. The Robbins family, Risa and Mark Robbins, marking the conclusion of Shloshim for Risa's mom, for Sandra Grumberg, Sarah Shandel Bas Avraham, Zichrona Levracha, and Mark's mother, Esther Robbins. Mark, what's the name? Esther Shandel. Esther Shandel Bas Yaakov. How's that? Is that good? Oh, Baruch Hashem Baruch. Beautiful. No, they're neshama shavalias, and we should be zochet to v'nahafochu, should be zochet to simcha. It's been a difficult time, and Emir Tashem, it should all be transformed. You should see incredible nachas from your children, from your grandchildren, and more in that whole parsha. God willing, God willing. Yiddish and nachas, as they say. Shkoyach to all who have set up, all of our, all of the crew. And the cooks, absolutely. And just know the shakshuka is going to have a kick. This is Iraqi shakshuka. They're not playing games.
The best.
Okay. Thank you again. Here we go. So this morning we're going to do a piece. It's funny, like on the heels of Purim, and it's Shushan Purim still. But I found this piece that's like, it's a more halachic piece. It's a beautiful piece. And, you know, we'll bring it... We'll bring in some, you know, some other sort of spiritual significance to it. But it's a halachic piece, and I think that, you know, just resonated with me. So here, this is the Kli Yakar here. Maybe answers. You're welcome. Okay. So the pasuk is Al-Mokda, Al-Amiz Be'ach V'Gomer. Okay, so you'll see, he'll bring down the psukim. So I didn't need to open up the chumash for you here. So he says, Shalosh Yikidot Nizkru Baparsha. Al Mokda Al Mizbech. On its, kind of on the flame. The Mokda is going to be the bonfire, the pyre, that's on the Mizbech. Shalosh Yikidot Nizkru Baparsha. There are three of these that are mentioned in the Parsha. This is Parshat Tzav. You know, it's like kind of one of these under the radar Parshiot, about Korbanos, about Korban Mincha. Umariya Bar Benel Perish. Shem Keneged Shalosh Tfilos. So the fact that it says three times Yikidot, it's a reference. It corresponds to the three Tfilot that we say, right? To Shacharis, Mincha, and Emar. Okay. So he says Ki Tfilos Keneged Hatmidim Tiknu, because prayers Tfilos correspond to the Tmidim, to the Korbanos that were brought, the sacrifices that were brought every day in the Mishkan and then the Beis HaMikdash, right? So meaning once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we didn't have that anymore, the rabbis went ahead and they said, look, we need to continue this, we need to keep this going, that's why we're here today. We're here today because there was a Shacharis, right? Because 2,000 years ago, you know, the rabbis said, you know, we should probably institutionalize this for people to actually come and daven, so that we don't forget and we continue our tamid, right? Our tamidiyut, our connection, right? What's the freaking flyer plan call in El Al? It's called the Matmid program. Even though it's the worst frequent flyer program in the world, you can never ever get anything. Oh no, sorry, sir, it doesn't work. I have a million, but no. Okay, yeah, but it's called Matmid, right? It's constant. Am I right? Am I right? It's the worst. Anyways, okay. So,
Delta.
So Tfilas, I know. Yeah, it's much better. Okay, Tfilas is Shachar, Keneged Tamid Shachar. So Shachris is corresponds to the morning offering, the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tfilas Mincha Keneged Tamid Shevein Arbayim. The Mincha is Keneged corresponds to the Tamid that was brought in the afternoon. And Ma'ariv is corresponds, is representative of the fats and the limbs, leftovers from the morning korbanot that burned on the Mizbeach each night, and then it resets. Anyone play Wordle? Any Wordle people here? Yeah. So Wordle always resets at midnight. no matter where you are. It was interesting when I went to Poland and like we did it, and then like I crossed a you know a time line, and I couldn't have a Wordle for like 16 hours. And every rabbi for like over 24 hours, every rabbi was just like beside themselves. Like, and there were other rabbis doing. There's a Hebrew Wordle. There's a Yiddish Wordle. Verkel or something, something like that. It's really funny. You would like it. Anyways, right? So it resets. Now this is a Gemara from where? Everyone knows this Gemara.
Brachos.
From Brachos, right? We learned this as children. My son actually, Jacob, is learning this right now in 7th grade. We learned it in Ashar. You read the Sadoros. In Ashar, I started learning this in 5th grade. Tefillat Shachar learned in 5th grade, right? And then we invite her. But there's so much here because this is like, this is the core of what Judaism is. This is davening. V'zeh shamar al mukdal mizbeach kol alayla ad aboker. And that's why it says, ala mukda ala mizbeach kol alayla ad aboker keneged tefillat arvi. That's what, when it says, on the pyre, on the fire that was on the altar, all night until the morning, that's ma'ariv. By the way, halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk, right? So ma'ariv on Purim night, on Motze, last night ma'ariv, is a difficult, it's a tough ma'ariv. So I fell asleep, but I davened Marib. It's Purim, okay? It was Purim. I davened Marib last night. I mean, it was before.
We're not
I davened Marib at 4:40 at 4:44 a.m. Right? That's when I davened Marib. I woke up. I was like, I fell asleep. I woke up. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm still good. Okay, but it's right here. Zman Kol Alayla Ad Aboker. You should daven in the morning. You know, the best, the earliest possible time. But you have it all night. That's based on the way that they burn the fats and limbs. Ve'alzeh the eisha mizbech tukat bo, and that's why it says the fire on the altar should tukat bo, right? Should be kindled, should light. Ve'achkach amar ve'eisha mizbech tukat bo ubi'er le'a kohen etzim baboker baboker. And then it says the eish, the fire on the mizbech tukat bo, should be kindled, and then it should burn in the morning. So what's that? A shachris. So he's going from ma'ariv. Right, start the halachic day starts at night. Mariv, then shacharis. Okay, boker baboker. Ve'achkach amar eish tamid tukad alam izbeach. Again, you see the word mokda tukad, and then again eish mizbeach tukad alam izbeach lo tichbe. It shouldn't be extinguished. V'zot torat hamincha. There you go. Boom. That's the mincha. That corresponds to mincha. Beautiful, beautiful. Open and shut. It goes right to. Ad kan Torah Tvar. This is the Abar Benel. V'chidmud ra'ayel l'dvar v'shatfila remuza b'lashin yikida. And I want to go further in expanding on this idea, this allusion to tefillah as a yikida, as again, kindling a fire. V'shinemar b'hagigiti var eish divarti bilshoni. Okay, very nice. When I meditated, it's as if the fire was burning inside me. V'inini mosifal dvarah. And I want to go weiter. Lahavi al zerayo periot v'tovo, to bring you really, I think, healthy and good proofs. Ki mitchila amar ve'isha mizbech tukad bo. In kan shumas har lalav ki imaseh. It just says, burn the fire on the mizbeach. Right? It's an aseh. There's no lav. There's no negative. Right? It's an aseh. This is what you should do. Burn, kindle it on the mizbeach. Ubashniya nemar lav ve'aseh. The second one, the second, you know, pasuk that we brought down, it says a lav, a negative, and a positive. Shnemar ve'eish al mizbeach tukad bo lo tichbe. Right, the fire should burn on the altar. You should kindle it and don't extinguish it. So you have an aseh, a positive commandment, and a lo taseh. Tukad bo aseh lo tichbe lo taseh. Bashlishi nemar gam kein lav ve'aseh. And the third one, it also says a negative and a positive. The hosifo inyan ha-tmidut. And it adds on the concept of tmidut, of constancy, doing it all the time. Shnemar, eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tikveh. Right? You have to have an eish tamid, like the ner tamid. Actually, our ner tamid went out in the main shul. I'm just reminding myself. Lo tikveh. Don't extinguish it. And it has to be tamid. What?
It's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. And it has to be tamid. V'chol zeh lo nichtav al tzara keri, akri, kim l'chavana gdolim nifla. He's like, it's not just like, you know, nice words. There's something going on here. What is it? V'zeh. L'fi shetfilat arvit reshut ve'ena chova. Al kein lo nemar bal shum lav. V'afilu aseh eino aseh gamur kein suyibui al ha'esh. Sh'reino lo sh'arei nemar ve'eshim izbeach tukad bo. It doesn't say, you have to, you should. It should just be there. Mariv. Right? So what does that have to do with anything? Mariv is reshus. Mariv is a voluntary prayer. right? The rabbis, when it was instituted, it wasn't like shacharit or mincha. The halacha is, let's say, in particular, what happened? It was a voluntary prayer. That's the way we paskin, that's the way we hold. What happened ultimately over the years, over the next couple of hundred years, people took it upon, Jews took it upon themselves as a choba, as an obligation. That's why it's part of our daily prayers. However, it was actually accepted upon men and not necessarily women. So a woman obviously can daven Maariv. It's wonderful to daven Maariv, but the obligation actually doesn't apply. And if a woman like says, oh, yeah, I want to, there's this halacha, like, you know, certain kids, they go to Israel and then they come back and the girl's like, oh, I want to daven Maariv, right? The halacha is that once you do it, once you start, you can't stop. Right, it's like lighting Shabbos candles, right? You start, right? If you miss, right, you have to make it up, right? So if there's this halacha that if you wanted to daven Maariv, let's say a girl, she comes home, whatever, a woman, oh, I'm going to daven Maariv, you should daven, they say, with a bli neder, right? And saying, I'm not taking this upon myself, like to daven every night, maybe, I, you know, because I don't necessarily have to the way that a man does. And if I do, I do. And when I do, it's wonderful. And when I don't, and that's okay too. Right? It's a perk. It's a perk of being a woman. But we have this constant obligation, right? But it's not an obligation, it's rishus. It's voluntary. I'll give you another proof that it's voluntary. In Shacharis, okay, we say there's a concept of smichut ge'ula l'tfila. Right, so we say Shacharis. We say right, Tzur Yisrael, Kum Avezer Yisrael, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. Immediately thereafter, boom. Right, sorry. What, right, we have to say Shemone Esrei. Okay, Maariv after Gaal Yisrael, is it immediately thereafter Shemone Esrei? No, there's Hashkivenu. Then there's even Baruch Hashem Lo Olam Amen V'Amen, which some people don't say, but we say the idea being again, it's Rishus. It has a different status of tefillah than shacharis. Okay, so that what doesn't have what? No, it doesn't. No, the smicha gula. The fact what I was saying was that yes, we have. There's an Indian of smicha gula tefillah even at night. That's the Gemara in Brachos talks about it. Right, when the gula, when the redemption happened at night, at the day. But the point being that yeah, we'll do it, but it's not. Again, we're not as makpid on it because it's not rishon. It's not a chol. Okay, so it's not an asei gamu. So then he says, "Utfila shachris chova va'asil levadla." Shachris is an obligation. Everyone has to daven shachris. Every sort of man, women, children, everyone has the chova of davening shachris. You can't be mevatalit. Al kain hosif lav delo tichbeh, and that's why it says you have to kindle it and don't extinguish it. Right? It's really important. Don't miss it. Don't miss shachris. Utfilas amincha nosaf alav delo tichbeh amar eish tamid hamore alatmidu. And now, what's the pshat about mincha? So he says, "It mincha, we know, yes, you have to daven it. Everyone, again, men and women, everyone has the obligation to daven mincha. And it's lo tichbeh, right? So don't not do it. But it also says eish tamid. It needs to be always. Why? Shaloi batel al yedei shum esek ba'olam. That you don't push it away, don't push it off. What's unique about the tefillah of mincha? It's the middle of the day, your middle of work. It's like it, you know, especially fine. Now they changed the clocks, and I heard they never changed the clocks again, which is wild, really interesting. But right, they changed the clocks. Fine, so mincha will be easier to daven mincha at 6:45, 7, whatever. When mincha is at 3:45 p.m., right, that 4 o'clock in the middle of the day in the winter, that's really difficult, right? In the middle of a conference call, you're this, whatever, and you got to do it. So kidamasik mseches brachos, amra bichelbo laolam yizaher adam tefilas mincha. You should always be careful about mincha, because Eliyahu, when he was on Har Carmel, Mount Carmel, and he had the showdown with the Nevi'im, with the prophets of Baal, the false prophets, when he davened, he answered at mincha time. It was Baalot HaMincha. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so that's like Rabbi Chelbo saying, like, yeah, mincha is easy to just sort of push off. No. It's super important. And it's the shortest of all tefillos. Why? For that reason. Rabbis understood. You're in the middle of a business, you're in the middle of the day. Like, I get it. But take some time out and turn your attention to Hashem. Give him 10 minutes. You could do this. Okay? And then the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, well, oh, mincha is really important. So this is a classic, like a sort of an add-on. You know, they're like, what do you mean mincha is really important? What about Shachris? Or what about Maariv? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, after Tefillas Arvi. No, yeah, that's really nice. Mincha is important. So is Maariv is really important, right? Shenemar Tikkun Tefillas Yikatoris Lefanecha Masa Kapai Minchat Arev. No, of course, you need the Erev, you have to daven, it's wonderful. And the Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, oh my God, what about Shachas? Of course, Shachas is super important too. And he brings another pasuk, Shenemar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Gomar after the Shachas, Nemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, God will hear my voice in the morning, Boker Erach Lach, Lechabe Atzapeh, I'll wake up and I'll hope to you. Hincha Roah Shalashon Tamid, Ulashon Le'olam, Morim Al Hazrizut Ve'atmidut B'tfilat HaMincha. So this concept of Le'olam, and Tamid, right, they both, La'olam Yizar Adam, right, you should always, right, it's a concept of always, it's constant, that's why you have to be real important about, be really careful about Mincha, Al-Kenemar Kan Eish Tamid, U'Lahalan Amru, La'olam Yizahir, and therefore it says, the Eish Tamid and La'olam, right, it's, Mincha is super important, don't forget it, don't knock it out. Okay, so what the Kli Yakar does now, is he's going to now darshan out, This mamar that I just learned with you, because it says ach mamar ze adayin tzarich lemodei. We need to understand this mamar of, you know, mincha is really important, and then the next guy says, well, mamar is really important. It's like, but shachar is really important, right? Because it's in the wrong order. Ki ayala lekvoa divrei Rabbi Yochanan b'achrona. The words of Rabbi Yochanan should have been at the end. Kidei lasadron derech lo zu afsu, to put them in a the order of not just this, but even this, or not just this and even this. Why? Lozu mincha elagam shachas, lozu shachas el afilu arvis. Because Maariv, as we said, right? Maariv is reshut. So why would you say like, oh, mincha is super important? Then it's like, yeah, Maariv is super important too. But no, it's not as important. It's voluntary, right? Maariv should be at the end. Al kein nira lefareish. Because really what's happening, he's saying, is they're actually all talking about mincha. They're not like, you know, they're not saying, oh no, I think this one's more important. I think this. They're all talking about mincha. So now it's a beautiful idea. He says, there's a concept that we know called tashlumin. It's a concept of tashlumin. If you miss a tefillah, you didn't daven. You couldn't daven, right? You're on whatever it is. You fell asleep. You're on a plane. You're whatever. You didn't daven, so you could make it up, right? At the next tefillah time. Meaning, you missed. Let's just say an easy example. You missed shacharis, right? You woke up late. Whatever. You slept in. You daven mincha, and then you say ashrei. You say shmona esrei for mincha, and then you say another double up. You say another shmona esrei, and that makes up for shacharis. Question is, what happens? If you, let's just say again, I don't know, you're in, right, night starts in the, day starts in the night, you missed Maariv, okay? And then you wake up in the morning, you daven shachris, like, oh, I have to daven two shachris, something happened, you forgot. Now it's mincha time. Can I still make up that Maariv? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, like anything, right? You could only make up one time zone, or can you make, you have to make up two time zones? In fact, there is an opinion, he quotes it here, Rabbeinu Yonah. Here, Yeshua Afilu Imavar Shtetilos Div Rabbi Yonah Afilu Imavar Yomo. Rabbi Yonah holds that, let's say a person was in jail, or you, whatever, you couldn't daven, you're in jail. If a person was in jail for a few months, and I don't know, he's right next to a really yucky, right, old ancient type jail, who knows, I'm sure it exists now in Russia, right, where there's, you know, the refuse, there's refuse right next to you, you know, whatever, you can't pray in a space like that, whatever. Or you, a person was really sick. Right, person was. I was at Rabbi Greenberg yesterday. I was at Rabbi Greenberg. We have this minhag. We always all the money that we collect at night in the morning. Those collection plates we have, I bring it over to Rabbi Greenberg. I've been doing it for years. When Simon was a baby, I was 7 years old. I was doing it. We missed 2 years. Rabbi Greenberg said. Last year Purim, I was in a coma. Mamish, and we sat with him. It was beautiful. I brought Jacob. You know. Awesome. Amazing. Rabbeinu Yonah holds, person's in a coma, chas v'shalom, for whatever it is, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, you wake up, you're in a heap of trouble here. You missed, right? Just take it, times three, right? Takes, seven times three. Musaf doesn't really count. You can't make up musaf. Now let's say seven times three, each week, right? So you missed a whole bunch, 6 months of tefillos, you got to make them all up. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah holds. We don't hold that way. Thank God. Okay. So Al Kain Rosh Shlosha Moroi Me'ilu Dabar B'malas Tila Tila Tefila Mincha. Here Rabbi Chelbo Amar Lo L'Mizar Adam Tefilas Mincha Gdesh Nemar Eish Tamid Shlo Yevad Lo B'Shum Esek Shaba Olam. What he was saying was, yeah, you always have to do it. Rabbi Yochan Mosi Litein Zman L'Mincha. So Rabbi Chelbo said, you should always do it. Mincha is super important. Never miss it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, here's the time. Af Im Nenas V'Loid Palel Mincha. That's why the next thing is, you should always have mincha, it's super important. So then the next one, Rabbi Yochanan says, you should always have marv, it's super important. What was he saying? You should always have in marv, it's super important because mincha is super important. And if you miss mincha, guess what? You can make it up in the next tefillah, even though it's the next day, right, in halachic terms, it's still tefillah-wise, you're good. You could make it up. It's so important at Maariv. If you missed Mincha, make it up at Maariv. So you'll do one Shmoneh Esrei Maariv, and then your second Shmoneh Esrei will be the makeup for Mincha. V'zeh shamar af v'tfilat arvi. That's what it says, even Maariv. You can even make up Mincha at Maariv. Ratzalomer shi yenizar li palel Mincha af v'arvi. Right? You have to be careful to even the Mincha at Maariv time. Shemra masak kapay Mincha arv. Says, look at the pasuk. It's just great Talmudic stuff here. Look at the pasuk that's used, the verse. Masak kapai, the burden of my hands, minchat orev, is the offering of night. Wait a minute. Mincha, what is it? Mincha or ma'ariv? What is it? Minchat orev, right? It's a pasuk talking about ma'ariv. Why is it called mincha? Right? So he says, yeah, because it's mincha at ma'ariv time. It's tashlumin for mincha. Elabadi shem davar shem v'pai. Shem pal arvich time. Mitchila arvich v'ashnei l'toshlumin mincha. L'kach nemar al tfilas arvich tikon tfilati ketoret l'panecha zot tfilas arvich haba b'shas ha'akrobos ketoret blah, 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 blah. Fine. Very nice. Very nice. Then he says, Rav Nachman hosif lomar. And then Rav Nachman says, no. Even shachris. What does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman says, no, you could make up two time zones. He might even hold you could make up days, weeks, months. Af b'shachris. Ratzalomar, af b'shacharit yesh tashlumin l'mincha. Even at shacharis, there's a makeup for mincha. Af b'shavar shtei tefillos. Even though you're a bum and you forgot at ma'ariv time, and then to make up to do your makeup, and now at shacharis, like, oh man, I forgot to do mincha. Right. You can do it. The avar gan yomo. Even if the day finished, days passed. Shemar boker tishma koli boker erach l'cha ba'atzapeh. That's why it says boker boker. Why does it say morning? Ki ein lomar shemadaber mishishochach shochach arvis. Shimpal shachar shtayim shemri arvit reshuba adaber shu reshuda. Fine, ba'od. He basically says, why does it say boker boker? To say like, no, you're making up something. You're going back even further. You're going back a day to be able to make it up. And that's really what's happening. That's really what they're talking about. So I just want to finish with two ideas. Number one, just on a halachic, from a halachic perspective, we don't hold this. Thank God, we don't hold this way that you have to make up the milk. But there is a concept of davening al tnai. The Gemara says that you could daven all day. A person could daven all day. Halavai, you could be davening all day. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Go ahead and do that. So if that's the case, so then even if I might not have an obligation to do it. But maybe I have an obligation because it's a machloket. The halacha is, in general, if you miss it, you go, two time zones. You miss the first tashlumin. So at the next time zone, what you could do is you daven the second Shmoneh Esrei, but you daven al tnai. You daven on condition. You say, if I need to do this, it's tashlumin, if I still have to. If I don't need to do it, it'll be a voluntary. Wait, Dave, you got to listen to this. Then if I don't need it, it's for salipop. It's for salipop. Then, and if I don't, it'll be a voluntary, it'll be a tefillas nedava. The idea that we're connecting tefillah to moked, to kindling, to a fire, to burning, is very simple. Right? So, and I'm thinking about your dad, about Sally Pop, and I'm thinking about Sandra, and the sweet warmth of Esther Robbins, and that is davening. Davening is supposed to light a fire inside of us. It's supposed to light a fire inside of us. And sometimes it's a slow burn, right? And other times it's intense and whatever, but it's there. It always needs to be there. It's an Eish Tamid. And it needs to be nurtured, and it needs to be, you gotta add some wood to it every once in a while, and you gotta blow on it. But it's always there. That fire is always burning inside of us. And if we can do that, right, and we could kindle that fire, we could keep it kindling, right? Sometimes it grows into a, whether it's a passion for Hashem, or it's a passion for life, or it's a passion for your family. That's what it's meant for. That's what tefillah is meant for. And that's why the rabbis were so brilliant in establishing it and saying, you know what? We can't live without this fire. We need to do it, and we need to come day in and day out and keep that fire burning. Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Mechnanah v'teshmer, it's good as Baruch Hu l'zakas as Yisrael.